today I have my friend Erica, how do you say it?
Tafavodi.
Tafavodi. What kind? What?
It is Iranian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my dad's from Iran. So.
Perfect. And she is also known as Bacon and Braids. Yep. So
my alter ego. She's much cooler than Erica.
She is on Instagram at Bacon and Braids. And is your blog called Bacon and Braids,
yes,
too?
Yes, baconandbraids.com. Okay.
So I followed Erica, I'm not sure when, a while ago on Instagram. And I was like, this girl's legit. She's like a legit food blogger. And she has like the best photos of food.
That's all I ever want to be.
So she's legit. My first like non, I mean, we're friends now, obviously. We're sharing wine. We shared quiche. But she was like my first non-friend that we have on the podcast. So this is an exciting episode and I'm excited to have her here. I like usually send a pre-taping document to everybody that's on it. And with my friends, I was like, LOL, like funny inside jokes. And hers, I was like, very like, okay, why do you like Instagram? Like it was
very organized. I appreciate it.
Good. I
made
glad.
It easy.
She filled it out. Great. So I'm excited to just like get into everything. So she has a food Instagram that has a ton of followers, and she also has her blog, but it's Bacon and Braids, and she says she likes bacon, what was it? Bacon brunch, bacon and brews. So I think we're just going to like come in straight out the gate of what her favorite bar bacon and brunch is. So let's just get into it.
So my favorite bars, I put Oak and Ore on uh-huh. there.
Okay.
They, I actually just ate a meal there for the first time. And I was like totally impressed by how good it was.
Okay.
Cause so, I feel like bar food is kind of hit or miss, and theirs was really delicious. So
what did you have?
I had the French dip sandwich.
Okay.
And then my boyfriend got the, it was like a honey mole chicken, I think is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Which their portions are like kind of small,
mm-hmm.
but it's good. And we got a pretzel and beer cheese
okay.
beforehand, which I love. Beer cheese
yes.
is amazing. So it was really good. And also they have like 36 beers on tap.
Yes.
And I mean, I love beer, but I'm not like a beer connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like pick based on the name and mm-hmm. alcohol percentage and take a chance
yeah.
every time I go there. And I've always had, you know, good stuff. So.
Okay. So in the last episode that just aired, which you probably haven't listened to, I talk about Oak and Ore because I had the craziest meal of my life, like the weirdest meal of my life. And you guys,
I was hoping you were gonna say worse.
It wasn't worse, but it was very strange because I got the tacos. It was like okay. the pork tacos, but I got the vegetarian version, and I don't know what sauce they put on it, but I was breathing fire afterwards. But I do have to say that I like Oak and Ore's atmosphere.
Yeah.
The bars, the beers, beer wall is really cool.
Yeah. I like the chalkboard and
everything.
Yeah.
The cool. vibe is like yeah. something I would like to revisit. When I went.
Like, I'm always the least cool person in there when I go there.
Right.
Like, I look around and I'm like, all these people are cooler than me.
You're like, I don't have a man bun. So.
Who am I? What am I doing here?
Right. I'm yeah. not allowed to be in here.
Yeah.
The bartender, I said, you know, I kind of like an IPA type. I like an F5.
Oh, you're the opposite of me.
I
hate IPA.
I like my liquor and my beers to be like bitter.
You want to know that you're drinking beer.
Right. I love the taste of alcohol yeah. for some reason. Oh. But he made me, it was an F5 and something else, but it was like the name of a president. I'm going to have to look it up and put it in the show notes. But it was an F5 and something else from Coop, but he called it like a Thomas Jefferson or something like that. But it was a mixture that he was like, I think you'll like this. And I ended up really liking it. And I really like, I like the atmosphere. Plaza District is like, you go and you're like, okay, am I okay?
Yeah. You have to like really think about what you wear before you go there.
Right.
Everyone is so effortlessly cool that hangs out there. So
yeah,
I love the Plaza District.
I always find myself having to Uber to the Plaza District too because of the like parking situation.
Yeah.
When I'm actually having to drive there, I'm like manifesting a parking spot. Like,
yeah.
Like praying, like, okay, I'm going to get one right in front of the Lyric Theater.
Yeah. I got, last time we went, when we went to Oak and Ore for the last time a couple weekends ago, I parked right in front of Oak and Ore on a Friday night.
Oh.
And it was like,
you're kind of
the sun shone down on me and like the heavens made noises and yeah, it was,
you're kind of like, I must be doing something right in
yeah.
my life.
Yeah, I did
to
yeah.
get this parking spot.
Definitely.
It feels good when that happens. Yeah, I like the vibe of Okinori. I just had that really, really weird meal. And it was, the next day I was like, which I talked about this last time.
Maybe some Tums.
Yeah, it was strange. It was, and I love spicy food, so it was like, it was weird for me. But what's another bar that you like?
I like the Pump Bar.
Okay.
Also another place full of cool people. I like their drinks there, first of all.
Uh-huh.
But I also like, because in the bathroom, they play the Harry Potter books on audiobooks.
Yes! It's so good.
Anyone who's a little bit of a nerd will really like that when you go in there to pee. And then there's, you know, we're talking about Albus Dumbledore over the loudspeaker is always nice.
It's great. Have you ever been to Drunken Fry?
No.
Okay. So Drunken Fry, another question. At the Pump, have you ever done the beer and shot special?
Yeah, I think it was like Fireball when I went.
Okay, yeah. So you do like a beer, it's like a domestic, and then you do a shot.
It's always a PBR and like
Rumble Mints. So yeah. I guess the some of the people that worked at or owned the Drunken Fry, they started the Pump. So whenever I was in college, and I went to UCO, that whole Western was like the place to go. So everybody would hit up Edna's, and then they'd go to Drunken Fry, Hilo Club. Well, Hilo Club, not really, but like kind of. And then Speakeasy. So that was like the scene. Now it's Fassler Hall. But
I meant to put Fassler Hall in there. That's awesome.
Fassler Hall has the best low key brunch. Yeah. Like,
I've never been there for brunch. I've only been there for late night fries and pretzels.
The
and
Gouda beer. Cheese.
Yeah. So
and
good.
It's like, what? And it's like the fries are just there as a vessel for that like cheese to get into your mouth.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But yeah, so we would go to the Drunken Fry and get that beer and shot special. So it's like a little bit like nostalgic whenever I go to the Pump and I'm like, I got a shot of Rumble Mints in
pizza. No, it didn't. Oh. It had a celebration horn, whatever that thing is.
Okay, and then it had the sign. So I think it's just a little, I like it when restaurants use emojis because it's it feels more personal.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Like a friend was texting you?
Yeah. I like it.
Steve's taking care of this entire order.
Wow.
Sadly, I don't think he's going to be delivering it.
He's doing the quality check. So we're on number 4 on the Domino's
four
tracker.
Or 5. So the pizza should be here soon.
We have 2 Halloween. We should have a Februarian party.
We really should.
That would be really fun.
And she'll be here.
Oh.
We should do a Februarian party.
Okay. I can host.
Because then I'll allow my horror movie for the year.
We can have a horror movie on the background. It'll be like just like a Halloween party. So this year, I want to decorate my house like crazy, but I always lose all my holiday decorations. I like throw them away or don't know where they go. So all I have is like a wreath and some ghosts. But I have 3 costumes this year. Usually I do 2 or 3, and they're all Snapchat filters. And people
That's fun.
My friend Reagan was like, How did you get all this stuff? I was like, I start working on it in like September.
Yeah.
So it's my fave. But
how was the reception for the first one?
Half and half. They were like, are you a goddess? Which I'm like, guess. But I'm also a Snapchat filter.
I see.
But there was another Snapchat filter at the party.
Oh.
It was the one with the glasses and
to be.
Yeah.
It's the place to eat.
It's I think it's my top district. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But I would say the pizza is lacking in the district.
Pizza sucks.
Well, we got a slice.
That was nice.
It was fine.
No, it was nice that you could get a slice.
Mm-hmm.
Slice wasn't great.
So we went to a lot of those, like, joints. I hate to say, like, immigrant businesses, but that's what they are for the most part. That's not a dirty word now. So
Trump's America. Not really one of the up and coming restaurant groups. I feel like people don't think of it, but I really like Hefner Grill, and I don't think it's the most underrated. I would probably have to think on that question for a little bit longer and come back to you.
I don't think I can give you a valid answer on
that. I don't think I'm educated enough.
I think we relocated up the Turnpike about, let's see, it's going on about 4 years or so, and so there've been a lot
4
of changes.
Years?
Yeah, this is my 4th year at my current job.
Okay.
So yeah.
Wow.
So we, a lot has changed. A lot of great things have happened. I think you know, we were down here, I guess it was about a year ago for my brother's wedding.
Yeah.
And we went over to, that was the first time I'd been to, was it R&J's supper
club? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it was delicious. It was very, yeah, very good. And, you know, that was something that wasn't around back when, you know, when I was living here. And the other thing is, when you've got a kid,
mm-hmm,
you kind of gravitate towards places that are
kid friendly.
Very, you know, kid friendly is important, mm-hmm, and especially when they're younger, it's proximity to home.
In case
you have to pull that fast retreat.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to be screaming kid people.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of influenced a lot of things. So yeah, I can't give you a solid answer on that.
Okay. We'll think about it. We'll get back to you, Allie. Tanya asks, what are those drinks on your Snapchat? So that gives me just another moment to promo my Snapchat, Mallory MC. I post a picture of kombucha with the Me Time candle because I'm taking care of myself.
You are taking care of yourself, Mallory.
And kombucha is just like a fizzy tea that has probiotics and live cultures in it. I am going to journey into making my own kombucha, and we'll see how that goes.
Sounds great. Okay. Does it have a very strong tea flavor? Or
I'll let you taste. I have some. I'll let you taste some.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
So, also she said, I noticed on your fridge tour on Snapchat that you put uncovered, unwrapped lettuce in your crisper drawers. Do you clean your drawers often or just clean the lettuce really well before you use it? I have always kept mine in plastic bags, ? So, since I shop at Natural Grocers, they don't have, or they have the plastic bags, but I don't use them because you feel like you have to bring your own bags as well.
They shame you, don't they?
Yeah.
They're shaming you into leaving your stuff unwrapped.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I just leave it unwrapped, and then I wash out the drawer whenever I put new stuff in there, and then I also wash the lettuce before I eat it.
You know, Mallory, that's probably a good strategy right there. I've got to say, though, the fact that you don't get the bags, though, makes me want to go to Natural Grocers and, like, double bags.
Yeah, those, you know, bags are, and they're,
those
nice.
Bags need to be used, and I'm coming for you chumps, okay? You've got bags. I want the bags.
He wants the bags.
Meanwhile, I would not ever dream of passing judgment on the cleanliness of anyone else's refrigerator crisper because mine is kind of nightmarish. Please do not ever come take pictures of my fridge.
And Tanya, you need to send me a fridge tour at your place in Fort Worth because I need to see it. So shout out to Tanya.
If that's the Tanya I'm thinking of. Hi, Tanya.
It is the Tanya.
We used to eat in the cafeteria together. She probably saw me the day that I went and put my head under the ice cream machine.
That sounds like a great day at the Central Caf.
The old Central Caf. It's amazing I never got food poisoning.
Oh, man. Okay, we have one more question from Amy, then I have a question for you.
Okay.
Amy says, why isn't there a drive-through bacon option?
Bacon's overrated.
It is a little bit overrated.
If we're going to go with our processed meat products, I want a good sausage patty.
I don't know, Amy. I feel like you could drive through anywhere that has a bacon cheeseburger and just ask for bacon.
That's an option.
Right?
Amy, I'm going to give you a suggestion right here. And let me tell you, this will cure any drive through hankering for bacon you could ever possibly have. Now, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to take a drive up to Tulsa or the location of your nearest Quick Trip.
Oh.
You're going to walk in there. And what you're going to do is you're going to walk to the back counter and you're going to ask for the maple bacon milkshake.
Uh-oh.
It exists. It will cure you of any craving you could ever possibly have for bacon. It is essentially a maple-flavored milkshake with teeny tiny bacon bits in it.
Oh, my God. It's not good.
It's horrifying. Are you kidding me? I went into a Quick Trip with my kid the other day, and she saw the sign and was like, oh, that's got bacon in it. And being a idiot dad, my immediate reaction was, what are you going to do if I get one? Do you want one? And she's like, no, that's gross. That's gross.
Yeah.
So sure enough, I pushed it too far and ordered the thing. And regret has a name, and its name is Maple Bacon Shake.
I'm sure. That sounds terrible.
Amy, let me tell you, one of those bad boys, and you will be cured.
For the bacon. Okay. So those are the questions. Thank you guys for submitting those. I hope our answers were satisfactory. So my question for you is, what is your favorite Oklahoma City meal? I ask everybody.
Okay, my favorite Oklahoma City meal. Are we including, like, the area around Oklahoma City?
The metro. The metro area.
Okay.
Just not Tulsa.
Definitely not Tulsa. You know, the thing I get kind of homesick for is, and, you know, this is straight up nostalgia right here, but I get homesick for going out to old Germany with my family.
Aww.
And having I like the schnitzel and the pan-fried potatoes and everything. And I mean, it's, you know, you feel over-finished when you have it, but it's, you know, and it's one of those things that I associate very heavily with, like, special stuff with my family. So that's one I get kind of sentimental for.
I figured with Choctaw and
you
guys are so
have to.
it's
we're contractually obliged. You know, there was Michael Ross Day in Choctaw once.
Wow.
It was Christmas Day a couple of years ago. I have the paper.
Is it just that day?
I celebrate it every year.
Okay.
It's Michael Ross Day and also observance of the birth of Jesus Christ.
Okay, so, Christmas.
Yeah, it works out.
Same day. Okay, that's great. Yeah, old Germany is definitely a Choctaw staple. So.
Most definitely.
Most def. Okay, so that's going to be it for this episode. You can follow Mike on Twitter, Camp Firewood.
That's correct.
Okay, so you guys go do that. Also follow OKC Over Easy on Twitter. You can also email okcovereasy@aol.com if you want to submit a question for the mailbag. Follow me on Snapchat, MalloryMC. And I think that's it. I feel like I had more updates, but I didn't write them down, so I don't remember. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mallory.
Bye. Thanks, Mike, for coming on. Bye.